This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. For a seemingly random three-digit number, your credit score can have a heck of an impact. It can help decide whether you get a loan or a credit card and the interest rate you might pay. Landlords look at it, insurers look at it, even employers look at it. So it's maddening when your credit report has a mistake on it. And it can be all the more maddening to try to get that mistake fixed. But sometimes, good triumphs over bureaucracy. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has the details.
Back in 2009, Julie Miller discovered someone else's debts were on her Equifax credit report. Justin Baxter is Miller's attorney.
She found out when she went into her local bank and tried to get a credit line with her son, and she was denied. And Julie has perfect credit.
For the next 2 years, Miller tried to correct the mistake.
She kept writing. They would just send her these form letters that said, send us more proof of your identity. But she would send them her driver's license, her W-2 statement, and she would just get that form letter back saying, prove who you are.
So Miller took Equifax to court. The jury awarded her $18.6 million in damages. The size of the award may be extraordinary, but having a mistake on your credit report isn't. Dave Jones heads the Association of Independent Consumer Credit Counseling Agencies. He says one out of every four credit reports has errors.
Oh, yeah. It's extremely common. They get account numbers mixed up, get names mixed up.
And correcting the mistake can be difficult, says Liz Weston, author of Your Credit Score.
The big knock on the system is that it is so automated, and it's really hard to find a human being to help you.
The multi-million dollar fine could make it easier for consumers to correct mistakes, says Dave Jones.
I suspect all three of those bureaus, however, are going to be seriously motivated now.
Julie Miller's attorney, Justin Baxter, has already gotten hundreds of emails from people wanting to file similar cases. Equifax did not respond to requests for comment. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.